on you. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Good Wednesday morning. Welcome back to In Focus right here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you here with USD 383 School Board President Daryl Eady and Superintendent Marvin Wade. Here in probably just a few minutes, we'll hear from Riley County Emergency Management Director Pat Collins with a little cold weather safety tips. But before we get that, a few closing remarks. It'll be a pretty quick segment. We'll go back to break. But Marvin, you had a couple things you still want to touch on.
Yeah, during the break when we were talking about all the different commitments that board members have that people might not be aware of, the reading, the committees that are involved, a lot of different things that go along with being a board member. And we've got three new board members coming on, taking their seats January 17th, and they've already, for several months, they've been attending, you know, all the board meetings, anything that we've had about facilities and growth, any kind of work sessions, any of that they've attended. They went to the Kansas Association of School Boards annual convention in December and got training there on how to be the best board members possible and to work as a team and to follow the law, all those kind of things. They've gone through multiple trainings with district office staff about what are our roles in the district, that food service, technology, human resources, special services, budget, all kinds of things that they've had training in already before taking their seats. So just wanted to thank them, thank our outgoing board members and the incoming board members for what they do, because I sometimes wonder why they're willing to do it, but they do and greatly appreciate it.
Concerning what a school board member has to deal with now compared to maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago, has to be quite a bit different, I assume.
Well, there's actually
more challenging, maybe, more
in the technology areas and things like that. But as far as, you know, we were reading back on some old stuff, 60 years ago, it was still budget. It was still teacher negotiations. You know, some of the same big things, you know, curriculum is always a big thing. So those things are, you know, are all staples and always continue on. We have to deal more with, I would say, a lot more with the bullying issues and technology and, you know, Facebook, Twitter, yada, 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 all that type stuff. And that's hard to keep up with. The kids know it 10 times faster than we do, it seems like. So
another one's the balancing safety and security, that there's things that we need to do to make the environment safe and secure without putting armed guards and gates around all of our facilities and searching every car as it comes in. So how do we do the best we can to protect people and still have our schools feel open and inviting to people and to keep some of those aspects quiet, because we don't want the wrong people to get the information about how many cameras we have, where we have them, some of those kind of sensitive issues.
It is a fine balance, isn't it?
There is.
Yes, it is. And we voted on adding even more cameras not long ago. So we're always continuing updating door locks, different things, trying to make our kids safe and in the best environment we can put them in.
And that's the other issue about it, right, is like, and Marvin, you were touching on that balance of being aware and being on top of things, but still trying to go through every day with kind of a fearless approach in a way.
Mm-hmm. You hear of schools in some places where they'll play their game, their basketball game, midday on Saturday and not let any spectators observe the game because of things that occur in the stands or outside of the arena. And that's a sad situation to be in. And I'm so thankful that we're not in one of those kind of environments. Or my mother's been an administrator overseas, and she's been in schools where you have to go through the gates. They put mirrors underneath the cars to see what's there. There's just multiple layers before you can even get to school in the day. And so thankful that we don't have those kind of situations.
I think all of us are.
Yes.
Well, any closing remarks? If not, we'll hopefully Pat will call in here.
Yeah. One thing on our website, we've got a translation button now that might be beneficial to people. That you go to the homepage on our website, and at the bottom right, there's a button that says translate, and it shows languages, and it's a drop down, so people can pick different languages to view what we have on our website. So it's just one more of those things we're trying to do to be able to communicate better with our community.
Very good. Thanks so much. Daryl, do you have anything?
Nothing. Just appreciate all the outgoing board members and the new ones coming in and the commitment they're ready to take on.
USD 383 School Board President Daryl Eady and Superintendent Marvin Wade. Again, gentlemen, thanks for coming on. We'll come back with more In Focus after this.